Ultra, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're doubling up. It's all about the double doses, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Of the Red Branch Knights and their ancient foe, in the still of night the immortals fight, but never the battle is won.
So the harper was told of these fairy tales of the fairy hills
of the ancient Gaels, one big, one small, she young, she more, Chinch Gael, that's as her Argyll must all. The prophet foretold no rest could be found for these warriors bold, till they unite and fight to one common foe, and then would the battle be won.
So the harper then wrote of these fairy hills, where bloom the wildflowers and daffodils, some big, some small, she young, she more, Chinch Gael, that's as her Argyll must all.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're going to go back to something we used to do in the good old days. We've been around for almost 30 years, and back then we used to do double doses, and we used to do them fairly often on all the shows, but this hour we're going to do double doses the entire show. So if you didn't figure that out at this point, I'm letting you know it's a double dose show. And we started out there with two songs with the same track written by Turlough O'Carolan sometime around 1691. It's called Shea Big, Shea More, or the Fairy Hills. And the first group we heard from was a trio from Dublin called Diesel. They did their traditional version called Shea Big, Shea More, which means small hill, big hill. And then we heard from the Wolftones with the Fairy Hills. And that's what this entire show is all about. Our next double dose is a double dose because it's by the same group, the house band, and it's about the same topic. Two women searching for their loved ones aboard ships. So we're going to start out here with something called William Taylor.
Young sailor, he who called to the lady fair, bells were ringing, sailors singing, as to church they did repair. Now 30 couples were at their wedding, they were dressed in rich array, but instead of William being married, he was pressed and sent to sea. Herself in man's apparel she put on, and then she's followed her own true lover, for to find him she is gone. And then the captain, he stepped up to her, asking her what she did here. Oh, I am come to seek my true love, whom I've lately loved so dear. Now if you've come to seek your true love, pray tell me what his name may be. Oh, his name, it's William Taylor, from the Irish ranks came he. With some lady gang. So she rose early the very next morning. She rose by the break of day, and there she saw a true love, William, walking with some lady gang. Sword and a pistol ordered to be brought to her command, and she shot her true lover William with his bride on his right arm. Served the same she served he, then young girls would soon be undone. How very scarce young men would be.
By Helena Ford. the lady made answer, "There is a man, sir, I'll make him as free as a duke or a lord." "No, Brady," said the captain, "such things cannot happen, so pay no attention to Helena Ford." But up spoke the lady, "Mind not Henry Grady, he once was your captain, now you're at large. You shan't stay aboard her, despite all his orders, and out from
There you have it, two tales about women looking for their loved ones. The first tale ended kind of badly for the guy, and the second tale ended very well. And that's the house band again with William Taylor and Cawson Bay. Cawson Bay, by the way, is in Cornwall, and it's not often that we get to play a song from Cornwall, but there it is. Next up, we move to Thomas More, poet from the early 19th century in Ireland. He has a song called The Last Rose of Summer, and we're going to do a double dose with that. And it's kind of a double dose again. It's an instrumental, and it's the Irish tenor Finbar Wright, but the instrumental is by Finbar Fury. So let's take a listen to Finbar Wright.
All her lovely
Finbar Fury there on Eland pipes. And by the way, Eland means elbow. That's how you pump up the bag on an Eland pipe. Solo piece there. And again, two songs, same song, but two different versions. We've got more Double Doses coming right, of course, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Well, there once was a troop all Irish dragoons, came marching down through Fiveview. The captain's fallen in love with another body quine. Oh, the name that she had was Pretty Peggy O. Oh, come running down your stairs, Pretty Peggy, my dear. Come running down your stairs, Pretty Peggy O. Come running down your stairs, tie back your yellow hair. Side, and low lie the lowlands of Fiveview. The captain's name was Ned, and he died for a maid. Oh, he died for the soldier lass of Fiveview. Aye, there once was a troop of Irish dragoons came marching down through Fiveview. And the captain's fallen in love with another bonny quine. All the name that she had was Pretty Peggy O.
We had our captain to carry on. We had our captain to marry, O. Green grow the becks on Wynigan's side, and low lie the lowlands of Ivy, O. And the captain's name was Ned, and he died for a mate, he died for the chambermaid of Ivy, O.
There you go, the story of the Maid of Fife, O, or the Bonnie Lass of Fife. Old Blind Dogs opened us up there from Scotland with Ian F. Benzie on vocals. And then we heard from the Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem with the Maid of Fife, O. Next up, we have another double dose, of course, with the same song with two different versions. The first version is very trad, and it's by Altan, a trad band from Donegal, and we go back to the Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem for the Jug of Punch. So let's start out here with a little Altan.
Down by an alehouse fire. Up on his knee, a pretty wench, and up the table, a jug of punch. Tooraloo, tooraloo-ralee, tooraloo-ralee, tooraloo-ralee. Up on his knee, a pretty wench, and up the table, a jug of punch. Let the doctors come.
Next up, we go to two songs that have the same melody. We're starting off with a song that was written by Bobby Sands in prison in the maze in 1984. Put it to the melody of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And it's sung here by Christy Moore from his album Ride On.
In 1803 we sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, the marks of our fetters we carried. In the rusty iron chains we cried for our wains, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. O'Doherty screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert Day. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel, Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay, how many will reach their receiver? Them to hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43, we buried our comrades each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in a time, endless night without dawn. Back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry.
Van Diemen's Land is a hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery.
where the climate is raw and a gun makes the law. Neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond. My comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same. And the cold winds of night you will find me.
Huron rolls, Lake Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dream. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. Farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, when the gales of November remember. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they all prayed in the maritime sailors' cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmonds is Gerald. And that legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Hitchhiku. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Pierce Campbell there with the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald Gordon Lightfoot's hit from 1975. And before that, we had Back Home in Derry by Christy Moore, a double dose of two songs with the same melody. Well, we're going to finish us off here with a song called The Drunken Piper. And we're going to go to Canada for Natalie McMaster and Cookie Rankin for their version of The Drunken Piper. And then we'll go to Scotland for a group by the name of Highland Rain with their version of Drunken Piper.
Thank you.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.